There's slightly more cattle on feed in the United States than a year ago, and that slight uptick has made its way to the consumer. According to Friday's Department of Agriculture Cattle on Feed report, cattle and calves on feed is up 1% higher this year. Marketings of fed cattle in August totaled 1.87 million head, an 18% increase from 2015. And August placements in feedlots was 1.88 million head, a 15% increase from 2015. USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagham says that's in part due to feedlots trying to stay current.
To the extent that you're holding those cattle back, they're getting heavier, which puts more pressure on the supplies of beef going forward. You know, and if anything, sort of this report would indicate that they were working very hard to try and get currency in their marketings, get their numbers down, so we don't see that big bulge of cattle that coming out of feedlots later in the year that we saw last year.
While cattle prices have been trending higher this month, they've been on the downturn for several months. USDA economist Anne Marie Coons says the department is expecting to see some price drops at the consumer level this year.
Currently, we're predicting beef and veal prices to decrease between 4.5% and 5.5%. Pork prices, we're also expecting those to deflate in 2016. We're expecting prices to fall between 2% and 3%. Egg prices we're also expecting to decrease now 18 to 19%. Dairy products are also expected to deflate.
USDA also released August slaughter figures last week. When comparing August 2016 to that of 2015, beef production was 17% higher and pork production increased 10%. Commercial red meat production for the first 8 months of the year was up 3%. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.